anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffy Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Declan Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is...
Dr. Sue Toper.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the phone with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. If you want to give your cat one of the best treats that's out there in the market right now, you want to go with Vitacraft. And the treat you want to give them is Lick and Lap. It's a 5-pack saucy terrine snack that they will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, you can find it at Walmart.com, or you can get it in your pet stores. Don't forget, Life Boost Coffee, clean non-GMO specialty bean coffee that you won't be able to find anywhere else. And it is premium coffee in every flavor you can imagine. Plus, they have tea, and they also have energy drinks, that is. And you can get a 58% off on your first order by going to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. Also, we want to talk with you about your pets, so pick up the phone and give us a call. Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. If you put the promo of pets in the promo box, you can get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, sign up. We want to have you join me in Costa Rica with Colette Travel. You can give them a call at 800-581-8942, and the booking number is 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
When the world was writing verses like yours and mine, all the lads and girls would sing. When we sat at little tables and drank May wine, now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the bone. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Suzanne Toper.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. We want to talk with you about your pets, for up to your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. So pick the phone up. Dr. Sue's in the house, and we want to talk to you about your pets. 818-818-6401. So how are you doing, Dr. Suzanne?
I am well. How are you, John?
So I got to ask you, I've known you forever. We basically are family. Mm-hmm. So maybe not blood, but we're family. And... I don't know. I mostly call you Dr. Sue,
yes.
But I know you go as Suzanne, so I'm curious. Do you get called Suzanne more than Sue, or...?
It's probably a 50-50 mix, John, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, Sue is what I was always known from as a kid, and then when I moved to Florida, my husband liked Suzanne. He just thought it was pretty, so he started calling me that, and some of the people that I met here did, but... It's probably a 50-50 mix. I answer to either. The only one who got away with calling me Susie was my mother.
Susie. Okay. Well, that was kind of the same thing with me. I mean, people called me John, and then people called me John. But then also, you know, people called me Patch. That was my nickname all growing up.
Right.
And so basically, my mom would call me Johnny.
Yes.
And the weird
moms
part
can
is,
do that.
I didn't like being called Johnny because every time my mom introduced me, I could be 20, 30 years old, and she would go, "This is my baby Johnny."
Yeah.
I'm like, "I'm not a baby no more, Mom." She's like, "You're always my baby." And I was like, "Oh." But you know, the weird part is after my mom passed away, I started liking Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was like because my mom's not here or.
It brings back those memories.
Something different.
Endearment.
Know, that's it.
Sort of.
That is it. I mean, makes me think of her more and more.
Yes.
Which there's still not a day that goes by that I don't think about her. So it's tough when we lose people. We all know that. We've all gone through it. And, you know, it's very difficult. But the big question is, what is after we pass from here?
That's a big one.
Yeah, that is a big one. What you say?
I always wonder, do you have to see the people that you didn't get along with? I don't know. You know?
I hope not, but you know, if there is life after life, maybe that person you don't get along with is going to end up being your brother or your sister or your mother. You never know.
Right.
So, 818-818-6401, that is the number to call. We want to talk to you about your pets. The lines are open. When you call in, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Dr. Suzanne. Dr. Sue is in the house. So I do like Suzanne. I see where Wesley, your husband, is coming from.
Yeah.
Suzanne is just more romantic.
He thought it was, I don't know, you know, yes, classier yeah. somehow. I don't know.
I like it. You know, Sue, I don't know. Sue is like almost like a family member thing. It's like, hey, Sue, you know. But Suzanne is like, yeah, it's more... I see it as being romantic.
Well, thank you. I like both. I'm fine with both.
That's like Kayla over there. Kayla's like K. A lot of people in the family call her K. I don't even know if you like that. Do you like that?
Yeah, I like K because I don't like my name.
You don't like your name?
I don't like my name.
You know, when you were born, I told your mom and dad to call you Kayla. Thanks.
No, she named me after a soap opera.
I like Kayla. It's different.
So, it's okay.
That is the hard thing. I mean, we really don't get a choice in our... In our name.
We don't.
You know, that's...
No, you know, it's like with our pets, too. We don't... Well, they don't have a choice in what we call them. So we pick out a lot of different names. I mean, I've got three cats, three rescue cats, and it's Shadow, all black. And then we've got Winter, all white. And then Summer, who is Specked. I mean, she's multicolor. So kind of like fitting to what they look like, which I think a lot of people go that way and they like, oh, kind of looks this. But then Kayla just got her first cat. Well, not her first cat, but just got her got another cat. And you picked the name Nova.
Nova, yeah.
Why Nova?
I have no idea. I Googled things and
just liked it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Oh, this is different. I mean,
it's kind of earthy, worldly, futuristic kind of thing.
I, like, was thinking of, like, a shooting star type thing, but I don't even know if that's, like, they call it, like, a nova or something, but she is definitely like a shooting star. Like, 1 minute she's here, and next she's, boom, gone. She gets the zoomies all the time.
That's cats. And how old is she?
4 months.
Well, that's a four-month-old cat.
Yeah.
Hard to get them to sit still. So, what about your pets? What do you have now at the house? I know you got a lot of birds.
Yes, have a bunch of birds. The dog, our old German Shepherd, is Odin. Like the, you know, God, Odin.
Yeah.
And he had that name before we got him, actually.
See, mine had different names. I changed them.
Yeah, most of mine, honestly, right now, everybody I have is a Rescue John, and they already had a name. So I kept them just because I thought that that was what they were used to. But I would say, as a veterinarian, there are the ones that you hear all the time, you know, like Max and Lucky. Not that those are bad names. Those are great names. But every now and then, you know, I just hear some that I have to hear the story. You know, like this name comes out of somewhere that I've never heard of it. And sometimes it's things that I'm just not too cool to know, like something from anime or, you know, a show that I have no idea anything
about. Showing your age.
Yes, I am.
And I'm the same way. Don't worry. You know anime, then I'm like, what?
Well, I just ask the people, okay, where'd that come from? Because I have no idea, and I always enjoy hearing the story. It's part of the fun of it, I guess.
Well, names are names, and some people say you are what you've been named, but, you know, that doesn't make a lot of sense. You are who you are, and you create your own world, basically. Surround yourself by good people and good animals, and you're a good person. So, we're going to take a little break when we come back. We got a story coming up from Miss Kayla herself, so stay tuned for that. But once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And this is Talkin' Pets. Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Ugh. Does your morning coffee leave you with heartburn or an upset tummy? Regular coffee's high acidity can turn your daily ritual into a digestive nightmare. Meet Life Boost Coffee. Naturally low acid, smooth and gentle on the stomach. Enjoy bold, rich flavor without the burn. You know, for a limited time only, get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. But hurry, this deal won't last. Visit lifeboostcoffee/pets now to claim your discount. Finally, love your coffee and love your belly. Life Boost Coffee, brew the healthy choice.
Love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Chewy plans to cut 674 jobs in Dallas. The layoffs will affect workers at the company's fulfillment center, Dallas Express reported. The company stated that the operation will remain open in substantially reduced capacity, MSN reported. The facility opened in 2017. There's no word on what led to the online pet supply retailer's decision to eliminate jobs. The layoffs are expected to begin May 10th. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And I am drinking right now my Life Boost coffee. By the way, if you go on to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, you can get 58% off your first order. So I always say order big because you can't do any better than Life Boost. And if you have acid reflux, it does not affect it at all. So highly recommend it. And it comes also in tea and a whole variety of things. They got pods and they have the little tea bags, but there's coffee in the bags. So you could take those with you on travel and just dip them into some hot water. Energy powder as well for energy drinks. So check it out. That's lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and you get 58% off. So,
let the games begin!
I had to get my gulp of coffee in. So, if you can name this creature, we're going to send you out a prize of your choice. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks for your cats. You can go with a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. You can go with Chicken Soup for the Soul, What I Learned from My Dog. We also have, from Good Pets Foods, Dog Treats. We would send you their supplement treats. Hip and Joint Plus, Daily Probiotic, and also Multivitamin. Or you could go with Life Boost Coffee. And you have choices. You can go with one bag or a box of pods. And you can go with main roast coffee, light, medium, or dark. Mushroom coffee or decaf, medium, if you want to go with the coffee. If you can name what creature makes this sound. So if you know your birds, then you know this bird. So basically, give us a call at 818-818-6401 if you know what bird that is. 818-818-6401, that is the number to call, and we will send you out a prize if you're right, but you got to name what bird. I'll say that this bird, I'm trying to give a hint, you would hear this name of the bird maybe mentioned in the Vatican. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, give us a call if you know what that is. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets, of course. 818-818-6401. If you know what kind of bird made that sound, pick up the phone and give us a call. So, you know, we were talking about names and so on and so forth, so now it's Name That Bird. But I want to ask you, I know you've had a lot of things going on at, you know, Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital, and so one of the things you have going on is with ears. And how would you really know? Now, I had heard, is it myth or in your book, do you... white dogs or white animals have a tendency of being deaf. Is that true?
Yes. There's a higher percentage of white animals that are deaf. I can't tell you the exact percentage. Now that's going to make me look that up and research it a little bit, John, but definitely yes.
Yeah, because I've noticed that, and I think a lot of people don't realize that their dog or their cat is deaf, and they get very frustrated and upset. How would you kind of know? I mean, if your dog's not coming back to you, or your cat's not listening to you, or whatever, I mean, I think after a while you're going to pick up on it.
Absolutely. It's just if they don't respond to sound and, you know, don't look a certain direction if they hear especially a loud sound, for sure. So, yeah, I think it kind of becomes obvious pretty quickly.
So as we get older, too, as in humans, our hearing gets a little bit more touchy and all. But does that happen in geriatric animals as well, where their hearing may...
It does change, John. That's a really good question, because I had somebody say that the other day about their older dog. And, of course, usually it's certain, like, frequencies, or, you know, whether it's really loud and shrill or really low, like certain sounds will seem to be more of a problem than others. And I'm sure that happens with people, too. I mean, I think it's obvious probably that it does.
So what's one of the biggest things that you've had come into Livingston and Avian Hospital, Animal and Avian Hospital, like with the ears, basically?
Okay. Well, that I have had 3 ear hematomas in the last 2 weeks. And it's weird because sometimes you won't see a certain issue for a long time, and then all of a sudden you'll have kind of a run on it. You'll see 2 or 3 of them. It just seems like that's how it works. But ear hematoma, that's H-E-M-A-T-O-M-A, that's when the ear flap fills up and swells up. And basically what it is it's almost like a pillow of blood, because the ear is made up of, you know, the ear flap, the 2 layers of skin, the cartilage in between, and then there's a certain amount of mainly blood vessels and, of course, nerves and such in there. But anything that causes trauma to the ear flap and breaks blood vessels can cause it to bleed, and then it just kind of fills up. And, you know, it's very uncomfortable for the dog or cat.
And you had a number of them come in with that?
I've had 3 in the last 2 weeks, 2 dogs and 1 cat. And it's a very interesting problem. If somebody's had it, they never forget it with their pet, because a lot of times it depends on the size of the dog's ear. Pointy dog ears can get them, and then they'll flop over. I had one, the last one I had was a golden retriever, and I think that's probably the biggest one I've ever seen, where the whole ear flap was all swollen up with blood, and the poor dog, they have a head tilt. That particular dog had ear infections. There's lots of different causes for ear hematomas, but anything that can make them either excessively shake their head, scratch their ears, you know, something like that, that causes them to traumatize the ear flap can cause it. So this particular dog had really chronic ear infections due to allergies. And so he had just flapped his head hard enough or scratched it hard enough to break the blood vessels that way. The first dog that I had, actually his actual ear canals were fine, but the puppy in the house had chewed on his ears and bitten them enough that's what it had happened to him.
We'll tackle that a little bit more when we come back. Right now, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. What bird makes this sound? Let's name that creature. This is Talkin' Pets.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Hi, Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Out of Apple Valley, California, a five-month-old puppy named Michael is waiting to be saved in Apple Valley. The Shepherd Mix puppy has been at risk of euthanasia since March 14th. And with each day that passes, the risk grows. Michael is just a baby, and he should have an entire life ahead of him. You can see the inquisitive nature in his beautiful eyes. Undoubtedly, this is a puppy with a tremendous amount of love to share someone. Nobody will have the chance to experience Michael's love if help does not arrive soon. Please take a moment and share this innocent puppy's adoption information. Unfortunately, time is of the essence. So if you can share this story, please do. The basic info on Michael is he's a shepherd, terrier, mix. His color is black. He is a puppy. His size is about medium, 26 to 60 pounds, windgrown. And he's a male, of course. His ID number is 249-610. Rescues are permitted to pull on 314-25. Animals is also legally available for euthanasia on the same date. Interested adopters should email an adoption application to animalservices@applevalley.org or please give them a call at 760-240-7555 and ask for Michael. Any current rescue partners or rescues interested in partnering with other facilities are encouraged to contact them at avasrescues@applevalley.org or call at 760-240-7000 extension 7519 to coordinate rescue, pull, and transportation. The shelter phone is 760-240-7555. Their email is animalservices@applevalley.org. You can also visit animalvictory.org to learn more about this dog. Visit TalkinPets.com and more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
A group of African penguins at the New England Aquarium in Boston have moved to a new retirement home, a special island designed to make their lives easier. The aging birds to relocate are Boulders, 34, Lambert, 32, Harlequin, 32, Durbin, 31, Isis, 29, and Dyer, whose age has not been specified. At the retirement home, social dynamics are more relaxed, slopes are more gradual, matted areas are available for birds with mobility difficulties, and healthcare is a part of the animal's daily life. More than half of the 40 African penguins in the aquarium's penguin colony are older than their species' average lifespan of 10 to 15 years old. In the wild, they would never reach this age, said Diana Major, penguin manager at the aquarium. A lot of the time, we see physical issues that we normally wouldn't see in the wild, because in the wild, if you slow down, you get eaten by a shark. At the New England Aquarium, the geriatric penguins receive acupuncture and physical therapy, foot treatments, daily eye drops, and fish injected with extra water to promote kidney health. As the area is home to fewer birds, the aquarium can keep a closer eye on each penguin via a live stream of the island. Each of the six penguins living on the island was evaluated and selected based on their physical status and social behaviors. The aquarium team slowly transitioned the birds to the new island over about a month. The birds settled in as best as we could have hoped for, Major said. We've seen the birds go from doing a lot of swimming to getting up and finding their areas and calling to each other as a colony. They seem to be finding their spots and settling in, which is really nice to see, and we've been able to do a lot more close observation on them and start more advanced training with their medical behaviors. The New England Aquarium plans to enhance the penguins' retirement home with the installation of more flat areas and sloping ramps. It's kind of like assisted living, said Major. We're assisting them a little bit so that, they can be more comfortable. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Suzanne Toper.
I was walking down 57th Street towards Park with the same old song in my same old heart, making plans I'm gonna do when I get older. Past a gray-haired man and I found his eyes. It's like he knew my thoughts and he read my mind, saying life is gonna find you when it's supposed to. Felt my feet stop short and I turned my head, tried to lean into every word he said. Then he said, when you are young, you wish you're older. Then when you're older, you wish for time to turn around. Don't let your wonder turn into closure. When you get older, when you get older.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
You like that song, don't you?
I do, actually.
I like that as well.
I do. My favorites are actually the old ones, John.
Yeah, I like the older songs. That one actually is it Benson Boone?
Ben Platt.
Ben Platt. Oh, okay. Ben Platt. It's a really good song.
It is. I was talking about the older animals, though.
Oh. Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But
well,
I do
that's
like
cool.
The older songs as well. But yes, I mean, nobody can argue with a great little puppy or kitten. Come on, they're the best, too.
That is true.
I love the older dog and cat faces and their attitudes and just, you know, they are my favorite.
So remember that we're looking for you to name this bird. A hint is a senior member of the clergy of the Catholic Church might give you a little bit of a hint on what this bird is. So what bird makes that sound? 818-818-6401. Call into that number, and you can win a prize. We have the Life Boost Coffee. We have Vitacraft, the cat treats. We have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods, and a couple other things as well. 818-818-6401. Take a shot. You could be a winner. I think we gave you a pretty good clue as well. So 818-818-6401, and we're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions. Sydney sitting there waiting for you to call. I think that was an easy hint. So, but 818-818-6401 is the number. Pick up the phone and give us a call if you think you know what that answer is on that name, that creature. Well, once again, I want to ask you with the hematomas that you were talking about on the ears. So is that like over time that the ear gets big, or would all that gush right in like really quick?
It happens usually really quick, John. But a lot of times the issue that starts it has been going on a while, especially if it is something like an allergy or chronic ear infections. And then the dog is constantly scratching or shaking their heads. Now, in the case of that one dog that I told you about, that where the puppy was chewing on the ear, and puppies love to do that. They aggravate the older guys, and they'll grab them and hang off of their ears. And it's just random. If they happen to break a blood vessel and press hard enough, then this dog's ears were totally normal as far as the ear canal, but he got the hematoma just secondary to trauma. So, of course, trauma can cause it. Chronic allergies or ear infections can cause it. Pretty much anything that causes that kind of trauma to the ear.
It's good to know that that's what it is, because, you know, people listening right now around the country, actually, if you see your dog or your cat with their ear like that, basically take the animal right into the vet.
It'll be real obvious. The cat that I'm, the third one, had a serious case of ear mites. So he had little creepy crawly bugs inside of his ears, and he was shaking his head because of that and scratching.
I'd be shaking my head as well. I'd be doing a lot right now if I knew that was in there.
So sometimes people miss that. Like if you don't look deep in your cat's ear canal, for example, and see the black discharge, or bring them to the vet and have them look under the microscope, or if you're just not seeing, you have this golden retriever that I have was a swimmer and would have chronically wet ears and chronic ear infections secondary to allergy. But, you know, so they may not have seen that right away, but they sure saw the swollen ear that was, you know, with the head drooping sideways and the dog trying to shake it.
So visually it's quite evident, but the ear mites it may not be that evident, but the shaking of the head is a good sign.
Yes, okay. Or scratching the ears.
Well, we have the animal sound. It goes like that. And we're going to go out to my girl Leva out there in Greenwich, Connecticut first. And by the way, if you're holding, stay on a line. I'll give you another bird, and if you can name that bird, I'll hook you up as well. And if you've won a certain prize over the last 60 to 90 days, pick something that you haven't won, please. So we're going to go out to Leva. Hey, Leva, how you doing?
Hi, my boy.
How are you? I'm still waiting to hear from your famous nephew.
I know, I'm still waiting for me to hear from him as well.
Yeah, I know. He's in New Zealand filming for Netflix, but that's cool. Yeah. But I did like him in that movie. You know, I'm a movie critic, and I did like Wolfman. I thought he did a great job. He's the lead in that, so just so people know. Tell Orville, your brother, that I said hi.
And, I told him, and he said he'll give you a call sometime.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'd like to hear from him. So I got to ask you, what do you think that bird is?
I'm going to take a wild guess. It's a robin.
Sorry, Leva. And we do have another person waiting on, so I'm going to have to move on to that one, but, you know, you can always try in another one. So, but thanks for the guest, darling. That's Leva out there in Greenwich, Connecticut. We're going to go to Bill in Oregon. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great.
So what do you think, actually, what bird makes that sound?
Oh, I'm just taking a guess from your clue, but I'd say a cardinal.
A cardinal. Congratulations. It is a cardinal. I think my hint was pretty good out there with the, clergy and Catholic Church. But did you get it on the hint or the sound of the bird? Which one, Bill? Did you know the sound of the bird, or did you get it on the hint that I gave?
No, that's I live on the coast here in Oregon, and we don't have those types of birds over here.
You don't? So. You don't have cardinals there? Wow, I get them in my backyard all the time. What do you want to go with? Do you want to go? We have the coffee, we have the cat treats, the dog treats. What do you think? We have books.
Is the coffee a dark roast?
I do have a. Let me check. I do have a dark roast. So we'll send you a bag of the coffee and the dark roast, unless you want the pods.
No, no thanks.
Okay. Well, we got it coming out to you. It's a dark roast from Life Boost Coffee. That'll come out to you. And stay on the line. Speak with Sydney. I'll get your address out there in Oregon, and we'll ship it out to you.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Bill. That's Bill out there in Oregon. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Follow me with kisses, baby. Follow me. Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
The Crew 9 mission returned to Earth at 5:57 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, splashing down in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida. A fleet of recovery vessels soon converged on Crew 9's Dragon capsule named Freedom, and so did some curious marine mammals, who wanted to check out this strange object that fell from the sky into their domain. Wow, we got a cute little pod of dolphins, not just one or two, SpaceX engineer Kate Tice said during the NASA SpaceX webcast of Crew 9's entry, descent, and landing. Freedom carried four people, NASA astronauts Nick Haig, Suni Williams, and Butch Wilmore, and Alexander Gorbunov of the Russian space agency Roscosmos, home from the International Space Station. Haig and Gorbunov rode up to the station aboard Freedom in late September on the launch of SpaceX's Crew 9 mission. Williams and Wilmore, on the other hand, reached the ISS on the first crew flight of Boeing's Starliner capsule, which lifted off in early June. The Starliner mission was supposed to last just 10 days or so, but the capsule experienced issues with its propulsion system, delaying its departure from the ISS multiple times. Finally, on August 24th, NASA decided to bring Starliner home uncrewed, which happened on September 7th, and put Williams and Wilmore on Freedom for the trip back at the end of Crew 9's orbital stay. That decision required taking two people off the original Crew 9 manifest. That would be NASA astronauts Zena Cardman and Stephanie Wilson. To save seats for the Starliner duo on the return to Earth. So Freedom lifted off last fall with only Haig and Gorbunov on board. Crew 9's splashdown was memorable and dramatic. Even before the Dolphin showed up, it brought an end to the long space saga of Wilmore and Williams, which was a big story for the outset but became turbocharged recently. Crew 9's return also marked the last time that a Dragon capsule will hit the water near the U.S. East Coast. SpaceX is moving its Dragon recovery operations to the West Coast to reduce the chances that debris from the re-entering capsule could cause damage or injuries on the ground. I just hope the California coast can bring as many dolphins as we saw during today's operation, Sarah Walker said. And during a post-splashdown press conference on Tuesday, it was really fun, she said, to see all of those dolphins. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
They call him Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, flying there under the sea. Everyone loves the king of the sea.
Now, I have a feeling that Kayla doesn't know this show, and of course not. But Dr. Sue, you know.
Yes, of course.
Me
I
too.
Do.
I used to watch it a lot. Mm-hmm. I was in love with dolphins. They're always mesmerizing, even when I see them on the beaches here.
Yes.
It's just sad because we're doing a lot of bad towards their environment, towards the oceans, and a lot of them are washing up on the West Coast. It's both dolphins and sea lions, I believe, and seals, basically, that are washing up on the beaches now because there's so many, partially they think it's due to climate change that the oceans are getting so hot. It's creating algae and so on and so forth for them. So it's a really sad situation. But it's interesting, though, because I loved the show Flipper and watching. I never, you know, thought I would live in a tropical area. And here I've lived in Florida now for 35, 40 years. And I'm always still mesmerized every time I see a dolphin in the water.
Me too. I never get tired of seeing them.
No.
I think of it as good luck.
You know, I
do too.
If you're
at the beach and you see very often two or three, a little pod go by and everybody stops and watches. And I think they're curious about us. When you read about that with the, you know,
with the capsule that landed,
they probably were like, what are these strange creatures? Let's go check them out.
And, you know, there's been stories of like people swimming in the oceans and dolphins appeared to protect them from any sharks that might be in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So that is pretty awesome in itself.
Yeah.
So there is that relationship there. But I remember I was in Marathon, Florida one time, and I went down there to a rescue where they had a whole bunch of dolphins. And I remember actually looking at the one dolphin, and she only had one eye. And she would move her head, you know, so she could see me
right
through the one eye. And every time I looked in her eye, it almost looked like I was looking at history. It was just amazing. I don't know why, but it was just, I felt like through the dolphin's eye, you can see so much that has gone on underneath the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And just so many things that they go through. There is just a history to tell of the journey that that one dolphin went through. And they're just beautiful creatures, and they're just so beautiful. And I just hate the fact that so many of them are passing away because of the fact that mankind is destroying their environment.
Yeah, a lot of species, unfortunately, are impacted, as we know.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
I mean, it's bad enough we're doing it to the land that we live on, but we're doing it also to our oceans, which it's, you know, basically that's like the circle of life. Everything kind of goes around. So you break it or you do something that's bad to it, then the bad is just going to continue to circle around as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have one life to live, supposedly, so we should do the best that we can for while we're here. And who doesn't love dolphins? I mean, they're just amazing creatures.
They truly are. I think Flipper was responsible for a lot of young people of our era being interested in, you know, marine mammals and you know, what's going on in the ocean.
I agree. Animals are amazing. As my cat Shadow jumped up on my lap, and she's just sitting here being part of the show now. So she had to be like little Camden over there, Kayla's boy, because he's sitting on her lap, and so Shadow had to sit on mine. So I had to share it.
I don't think any other cats are going to sit on mine for some reason, John.
You're a doctor.
I don't have too much hope of that.
Hey, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. From myself, John Patch.
Dr. Suzanne Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
We say goodbye for now, and thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.